Okay, Interesting Podcast. You know, this man, I'll tell you one more thing, Abhishek. I have to say, very strange to know. I'll tell you. So this man takes his first job. He goes to Bangalore. Okay. So he goes to Bangalore and then he actually, okay, after 2 months of going, he calls me saying that, Hiten, I'm sending something to you via courier. I said, what are you going to send it? He said, I'm sending some movies and DVDs to you.
Oh,
I said,
yeah, we should
okay,
exchange.
okay. He used to send me movies and gifts from Bangalore. And he has sent me three animated that you know that figures.
Movies.
One Superman.
Oh,
no, one
Justice
Superman.
League.
One Flash.
Justice League.
Justice League ka characters. He's sending it to me, and he sends an image saying that see, this is what where my workstation. See my superhero characters. Where are your superhero characters now?
Nice.
From Bangalore, this guy sends you games and movies, and because again you won't be we had this TV series called as Lost. Lost season
Same.
One, Lost season two, and used to be very different. You know that J.J. Abrams' ka series, something very different. So we used to actually watch it at our home. So this was one series. Then there was a Supernatural, which Salman and me used to see. Supernatural was there, and then I think so. There was again a jail-based series was there.
Prison Break.
Prison Break. So these were certain few TV series. So this man used to download, used to collect, used to burn them and send it across. I used to feel such a sweet guy, saying that Bangalore se kaun karta hai? Like seriously, man, Bangalore se you're sending DVDs and CDs. But it was sheer fun, that kind of, that sharing which used to happen. It was like you are there, I'm here, but still, we maintain this kind of rapport with each other. We send stuff to each other, and so it was quite, and even I did that. There was a time where I have burned few movies and DVDs and sent it across Bangalore. My father said, "Where are you? What are you doing?" I said, "No, sending this to Bangalore." "Bangalore? No, this is DVD for Salman." Then he also said, "Acha Salman hai na? Okay, fine, send it. But Salman hai, you take him to Thailand also. Salman hai. Doesn't matter. The godly man."
I should tell him ki you get this green color and blue color, red color, those CD writer's pen, and write it correctly, because sometimes his handwriting is a bit round.
Did you guys fight if one of your friends scratched one of your discs? Never?
We never shared with anybody.
It was only between us, we two. If anybody wants, I'll make a separate copy, but I will never give Salman's copy to anybody.
Our pristine copies remain with us always.
Specifically about music, because I used to stay with my cousins, and a lot of my friends also used to live close by. So I used to give them the music that I had burned over the weekend for them to listen and tell me what they felt about the music. But more often than not, whenever I used to get the CD back, it was scratched. And then it used to get stuck in the player, or maybe like if I was playing it in my, deck. So I had a deck, Sonica deck. If I was playing, it used to get stuck. So that is when the fights used to happen. And then we didn't talk to each other for like a week or something. So good times.
We used to make separate... तू तेरा डीवीडी देख ले बना ले बट ठीक है आई मेक इट
एंड ओरिजिनल कॉपी
मास्टर कॉपी
हां बट यू कैन
कॉल मास्टर कॉपीज
हां यू कैन हैव द अदर वर्जन ऑफ
एक्चुअली लाइक सो सीडी राइटर्स आल्सो एट दैट टाइम लाइक नॉट एवरीवन हैड इट सो दैट इज व्हाई द रिस्पांसिबिलिटी केम विद मी एंड लाइक आई यूज्ड टू बर्न मल्टीपल कॉपीज जस्ट यू नो साइटिंग दिस की समबडी वुड ब्रेक इट और स्क्रैच इट और समथिंग बट देन इनिशियली आई हैड अ लॉट ऑफ फाइट्स जस्ट बिकॉज़ ऑफ दिस एंड I can laugh about it. I'll talk to them. I'll laugh about it now. But
that time,
that used to happen.
That song is not playing smoothly. It's getting stuck in between, and then suddenly the CD just gets ejected. One of my friends, in Baba Atomic Research Center, his father's in over there, BARC Mumbai, and he had ASUS CD reader, CD writer, and 52X. The fastest CD reading at that
available.
Time. And it was a dangerous CD writer. He used to spit out spinning CDs live. And he was like, once I did a matrix move and it just went over me.
Over my head.
Those CDs used to be hot, huh?
They used to
come out,
hot.
Now, it used to be
hot.
And he's like, it used to
just like cake.
It is to crack. Yeah. It is to hit the wall. It is to crack. So it's like, oh, dangerous, dangerous. Asus. And I knew
that's
Asus
actually a weapon, time. Right?
Yeah.
That's somebody's like, unaware, just make them sit in front of your PC and then burn a CD. Yeah. Just keep sitting here, okay? Just keep sitting here looking at the CD. I have moved. Super fun.
But
right?
It was fun. Yes. The same way, you know, Abhishek, good I used times. To also give to all my childhood friends, those who are here, those who have been, living with me. So they are like, if you need any movie, you need any game, you need any kind of, stuff, contact Hiten and he will give it to you. And me and Sanman used to have a huge loads and loads of content. So people, maybe his family and my family never thought, yaar, movie, haan, theek hai, we will get it. Songs, okay, theek hai, we'll get it. Kind of the bragging rights actually came. And it felt good, right? Yeah, you want something? Yeah, I'll give it to you. So the way you said now, you're saying that, you used to feel that the proudness used to come was the same thing which happened. It was good.
And this is on
this
pre
is like
DSL.
The Yeah.
And it's pre-DSL on PSTN. So your phone is dialing through your MTNL. And if you remember Tiger Online, BSNL, VSNL, BSNL came, VSNL was there.
The very Satyam Infoline.
Yeah.
And there was Satyam Infoline.
Satyam
which
was there. Tiger was
Tiger
there.
Was free.
Tiger was
internet.
Free.
It was not Tiger. It was called Cal Tiger.
Cal Tiger, and it is free.
Because, when you're using the
internet.
Cal Tiger app on the top. But on the top of a screen, the Cal Tiger bar used to come.
Bar
and
used
to play advertisements.
And it used to keep running there. And it used to give 1 hour free. And once I didn't know, drop down 011. Let me dial that. Because I should dial 022 when in Mumbai. And I had 011. And I got a nice STD bill for that 1 hour that I had dialed through Delhi to get free internet for 1 hour for downloading something. Where I was like, hey, don't pick up that phone. It'll disrupt my downloads. So, don't do that. So.
I have a story about internet also, but it obviously is after the dial-up generation. So what used to happen was like these companies like Airtel and all, they used to give out plans which was like night unlimited, if you've heard of that concept. So night unlimited, they will charge you money, okay? And the sort of frauds that they used to do is like, okay, so I started surfing net at night because I know it's starts the free time after 8:30 or 9 p.m. Okay. Now, the problem is I kept it on and I was surfing and then I slept because I was tired. So, but the internet was on. Okay. And internet is on the entire night and the morning, if even
o'clock.
If you're like 1 minute late, minute late, 1 p.m. or 6 2 p.m.
Yeah.
It used to charge the entire night ka data on that. So I remember once, like there was a 20,000 plus ka bill. At that time, it was huge.
Huge.
And I was shocked.
Huge.
I was like, 20,000, I cannot afford it. Obviously, I did not even use it. So why is it like this? So, and this is pre Twitter days. So you could not even rant about it to any customer care or, social media team. So I called up their customer care and I said that, I'm not going to pay this bill because I've been overcharged for no reason. So they said, no, you'll have to pay. I was like, come collect your modem, disconnect the line, break the wire. I'm not going to give 20,000 rupees at any cost. And at that time, they used to have these people who used to settle. Okay. They used to come here, obviously. So they were doing fraud. This is known. They were doing fraud. And this actually impacted me like for life. I do not trust Airtel as a brand since then. I just don't. Okay. So even though I have, like I'm bound by it using Airtel because nothing else is available in my area right now. But at that time, I had this mindset, Airtel fraud. So it got instilled in my memory. So these Airtel people, they used to have, these people who used to come and settle, like they do it for loans and all of that, right? So they came over and they asked me to how much is the bill and why are you not paying it and all. It's like, I've not used it for some reason. You're quoting like a 20,000 rupee bill and I've not even used it. When you claim that, you're supposed to use it at night, I'm using it at night. I'm not using it in the morning, but for some reason my bill is coming this much and I'm not going to pay. You just take your device, you go. So they're like, okay, na aapka na mera, you give 3,000 rupees. Like, why? Like, why are you being so generous? And like all of a sudden, like you reduce that amount. So I was like, okay, 3,000 I can, you know, muster and pay, but then I'll get the service disconnected because I don't want it now.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, you retain the connection, you give us 3,000, we'll give you unlimited data, like whole day you can use. So I was like, this is again fishy. Because, you know, I was of the idea, if I buy this plan, next month, again, they'll come back with the same amount saying that now settle up because now the data is again, like, you know, because now it's like day unlimited as well on top of what night unlimited was.
Mm.
So I refused. I'm like, not going to pay. So they went away. 2-3 days later, they came back and said, you don't discontinue. You keep using whatever you're using. Just pay the bill because they wanted subscribers at that time. So. Right. So I paid $800, but big fraud it was. Like, you know, changed the whole mindset about Airtel as a company at that time.
Oh.
And still this day, I don't trust them. Even though, okay. Like...
That stigma went in and...
Yeah. First experience and it was bad. And that was like the first broadband that I actually opted for.
Okay.
Yeah. Usse pehle dial-up hota tha. Dial-up was not good. So...
Yeah, dial-up. So, I mean, I remember the same friend from BRC. You must have met him, Hiten, Siddharth. He's into Cisco networking. Yeah. So me and him used to actually dial to his PC. We used to open up Windows terminal, and we could do file transfer. And MP3 could be transferred from my machine to his machine while we were chatting on that Windows terminal on the side.
The chat client, right?
Brilliant. That is brilliant. Able to transfer a file without traveling, without carrying a floppy or a CD.
WhatsApp of that time.
Yeah, that's a what. And then talking to him and like, hey, are you, you know? And that this was also, we had just fresh learned Java and C++. So the first two words that come to mind is hello world.
Hello world.
So we have to enter that. And then, you know, what's happening? What is that? You know, So, yeah, simple times and revolutionary times. Revolutionary. Now it's all okay. You have Wi-Fi and you get it. You get internet. You walk into a CCD, you walk into Starbucks and you get Wi-Fi. And there's...
I don't have Wi-Fi.
Wait,
I'm
at
single.
Home? Oh, no. The actual wireless fidelity.
Yeah. Got it. Just making a pun out of it. That's what
Wi-Fi,
I do.
You can't get to Starbucks and get a Wi-Fi. You don't have to have Wi-Fi and go to Starbucks. So
only
and,
if it was that simple. Yeah.
And then that appreciation of having a network line with that dial-up tone to VSNL with PPOE command. You have to enter the username and password yourself and go in, and then you're going through Netscape Navigator, not Internet Explorer, but Netscape Navigator.
Netscape. And that was another
it has
cool,
a star which
cool
is flying
browser,
on one side, and it is a web page is loading. School time, I had a gigantic ledger, okay, not a book, a ledger of any newspaper, any magazine, anything that I read. It had a website under it. I used to write down the entire URL that I will visit that
That's
site
cool.
one day. I had a,
do you still have that ledger now?
No. Oh, school time mein gaya.
Achha.
Because I was like, once I get internet, you know, school time mein, 96 mein, we had a PC, but there was no internet.
Yeah, that came later.
It came just like a year or two later. Once we had internet, you know, that kind of caused, you know, like what, you know, what all can we do? What all, where all can we go? What all can we search? Like no more encyclopedia is required. Everything is there on the internet. You can just, you know, do a search on Yahoo and then you can get some information, whatever information.
Salman, which was the first website you visited?
There was not much information on, I don't know, something was there.
I remember mine was yahoo.com.
Mine was www.com.
Mine was second website.
Images used to render slowly. Like Bret Hart is coming. Yeah, this guy image.
Yeah.
The JPEGs used to load much, much slower.
So my second website was Abhishek, this website which you told,
www.com. We used to play trump cards at that time, and the idea was to just go and check results before it came on television. Next day you would have bragging rights in school that you know the results, you've already seen the videos, and a lot of people don't even know what match happened. So that was the idea. And the second thing that I used to go and do at the internet cafe was play Road Rash. These two things I used to do.
Oh.
1 hour spent completely over there. Road Rash plus WWFK results. That's it.
Correct. Road Rash. Road Rash.
With this WWF, Sanman, do you remember something? He must have forgotten.
Yeah.
Sanman actually ordered 2 t-shirts from USA.
Oh, nice. That was the dream, right?
Yeah, one is there original, with me because he gifted me original authentic WWF
with
merchandise.
Import duty. Yeah.
Yeah, with import duty. It has written what and a question mark in there down, and behind there's a Stone Cold skull.
Stone Cold.
And that Stone
and
Cold
316.
Fire. 316. Austin 316. And Sanman and me, we have got this 2 t-shirt. This guy. So I'm telling you now, this is very different. You know, he's very different. No, like India mein baitha
hai,
US se
t-shirt like commendable.
Hai. Yeah, he's actually getting t-shirts from too. US. Huh, seriously?
They must be charging a bomb at customs.
They were charging
at that
on
time,
duty.
Right?
They did the same thing for Ubuntu. Ubuntu was shipping CDs free of cost to anywhere in the world. You order one and it'll ship it aram se, at you know whatever postage it is. And I had only ordered like 50 of them because you know it. The option was there to order 50. Then I call, got a call from post office. Sir, iska import duty cost hai. Like, hello, hello.
Abaz nahi aa raha.
But there was also one free website, if anybody remembers. It was called contesttowin.com. There was this website long time back, contesttowin.com. If you go, there were small games, very, very small games, and you play them. If you win, you get t-shirts, you get freebies, you get mugs, and there's so much of free stuff which was coming at that point of time. It was huge. You know, just go on the website, play simple games, you know, throw the ball, it goes in dustbin. Okay, now they will give you a free t-shirt.
Right,
They were websites like this. There was so much of, you know, that different type of websites which came into picture. So this was also one of them, Contest to Win. Even you had suggested me, and even we were playing on that website. And then we used to check scores, ke kya free mein aa raha hai. That free stuff was, you know, always good.
Yeah.
Mouse pad bhi chalega, theek hai, okay, doesn't mind. Mouse pad bhi chalega, ya kuch bhi de do, theek hai, fine. But that was, you know, that was the time. You won't believe, but we had actually seen the evolution of DVDs, the color DVDs which came, the Sony, TDK, and there's some more companies which were there. They were, in the initial start, they were quite, you know, that colorful, and then the color used to look so
single
good.
Single layer, dual layer.
It used to reflect, right? It used to reflect light.
The quality used to,
it used to look really amazing.
The quality from that. Single layer, dual layer, single side, single layer, dual side, dual layer. It was like you can get 8 GB on both sides. So you can store whatnot. And you need to store it in a jewel case, you know, or in a nice case. Where nobody touches it. Nobody else touches it.
So
love that.
We had some, you know, good premium stuff, you know, at that point of time. We tried all those things, you know, that
I'm from the other side. I never had anything premium.
You came from the
second hand. So second hand, second hand hardware always, like initially.
Okay.
So I had this cousin who's now in US. So he used to work, like he was obviously into tech long before I ever thought about tech. So he used to use, and then he used to build, you know, PCs for us. Basically, those were PCs that he had already used. So he used to repurpose them for us while we were in the learning stage. So that was his idea of like, you know, theek hai, main khel chuka hun. Now it's yours. You can keep it. Same we do with our cousins also. Like I did away with my PS3. I gave it to my nephew. So now he's using it. So that was the sort of hardware I was working with and while growing up. And that taught me the importance of, like, you know, a lot of things in my life. So, but amazing.
Yeah.
Still grateful for all of, you know, the learnings, the experiences that I had. Amazing it was.
We used to assemble our own machines, you know. We actually used to, you know, graphics card, RAM, hard disk, you know, open the cabinet and, you know, open the screws and then fitting, you know, the devices. But it used to feel fun, you know, thing that, you know, you are doing your own assembling of your machine.
Correct.
You know, that feeling of, you know, you're doing something nice, you know, open the machine, put the wires, cables, power, and then put it boot karo. Okay, you know, now, okay, chalo, now this
destined
is working.
To be engineers,
you know?
Right?
Yeah, so you know that feeling of, you know, ke, are, kuch kiya hai life mein.
And then,
yeah, yeah.
The
so
it was quite
beep,
simple.
Beep, that other, and you're like, oh no, ye kya tha?
Yeah, so that takes me back to my first engineer moment. Like the first time I ever felt like, you know, I was doing something scientific or, you know, something out of the blue, like an engineer. So those cartridges that we used to get, right? Video games ke. So when they used to get like broken from the side, so you used to take the case off and you used to just insert it directly, right?
Yeah, in the video game. Yeah.
So people used to think ki wo toot gaya to it's not going to work and all of that. Yeah. But then I inserted that and it worked. And I showed it to like everyone ki you're discarding it for no reason. It still works. So that was probably the first time I felt like, you know, I did something scientific.
Correct. We expected
and I was
something
really
else to
young,
store in the cartridge, but nothing was. The chip was inventing that was an advertisement.
Yeah.
A recognition that this
just
is
the
what
games and
that.
All. And then I started using markers to write like which, you know, games were in that and all of that. So those were used for marking, even though I used to write symbols only just to understand isme Mario hai, isme Contra hai, isme aise hai. So that was like the first time I thought maybe I'm, you know, going towards the engineering route.
Correct.
But that was, you know, that we actually used to do that. You know, people used to call us also saying that, you know, ye PC ka kuch issue hai, zara dekh sakte ho. You can check this and check that. And, you know, like a technical view, see, oh, iska RAM ka ho sakta issue. Hardness lagta hai shayad gaya. You know, the beeps are coming. I can see the light. And then, you know, okay, then technically, we'll say, haha, beta, beto, beto. You know, senior citizens, they treat you like, you know, he's like a techie guy, you know, like, but I leverage so mila tha actually, you know, that kind of feeling,
so
what was nice.
People to this day remember me as that guy who used to fix computers. And they still think that where I work, what I do currently, is exactly that.
Yeah, they always
so they're
think
like,
that. Correct.
In their head, they're thinking that this guy has a shop in Nehru Place, he sits there and he builds PCs, fixes PCs. So it's that sort of mindset that people still have. They don't know exactly what I do. It's difficult to explain.
Correct.
But I let that thought be in their heads. Okay, you still want your PC or laptop to be fixed, you can bring it to my place. I'll fix it.
Right.
So that mindset has never gone. And even with my friends also, like, who are grown up, who understand technology, still they feel that, you know, we don't care whatever he does outside of this. We know if there's something wrong with the PC, you have to call this guy.
Correct.
They will call you, they will ask you about devices, about gadgets, about tech base, you know, ye lena chahiye, nahi lena chahiye, isme kitna RAM hai, ye screen dekh, this dekh, that, you know, still people do that, you know, because you did something in your past, you know, which actually affected. It was quite, you know, saying that, okay, you did something.
First impressions last,
never
right?
Forget. Yeah, first impression. Yes, it's completely agree. Yeah. And you just now said about two games, Mario and Contra.
Yeah.
Or legendary.
Nostalgia. Have you completed both Contra, Mario? Obviously, you must have. Like, looking at Sanman, he's like, how dare you even ask me that
Contra
question?
Is completed, yeah. Mario, I don't remember. Maybe
Mario
I have,
to
maybe
of
I
course
have.
Kiya hi hoga.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So contrast Mario may there was a shortcut. I just want to know if people have done like all the levels and gone to the 8th stage and then, you know, took back the princess and all of that. Did you take the shortcut? Like, did not do level 7, level 6, all of those, or like
I think so. After level 4 or level 5, you get that, no? That shortcut.
Yeah,
level 4 or level
jump.
5, you get. Huh.
Yeah, that you go inside that tunnel and then it takes you to level 8. And then directly the dragon round.
I have
so that
tried
was...
both. Okay. I have tried both the ways. Shortcut as well as the long cut. But it was sheer fun, you know, playing that Mario, that typical sound of Mario is, and that Contra. that, you know, the starting stage where you're getting down from a helicopter in the jungle running towards your base and everything. And it was nice.
The most difficult game that I've done is Adventure Island. It was infinite levels, infinite. I'm telling you, it used to feel like this is the end, this is the end. And then again, you start, you know, the same journey again. And
he used to spend hours.
Yeah, yeah, bananas.
Wrong, right? He used bananas. To throw bananas, used to be...
trip on stones and,
You also get skateboard,
huh? Really nice. Yeah,
you skateboard. Get a skateboard, huh? Sanman, you must... Actually, you have not played.
I've not played this.
Now you must play this. Okay. Adventure Island, I have played.
Yeah, I've got that small pocket console type emulator thing. Small game that you get, right, on Amazon. I've got that. It has some 500-600 games and I'm sure that'll have it.
Yeah, yeah. So try it if you have not. You're missing out on something.
Adventure Island.
It was the most difficult game, according to me, to, you know, complete. Rest I've done, Mario I've done, Contra I've done, Street Fighter also I've done. Usme levels hote, right? You have to beat
every
and then you go to the boss. And then you... And Street Fighters be various levels, but I'm talking about the like the really retro ones.
Have you played an arcade also?
Yeah, yeah.
So you put the coins and then
yeah.
You have that controllers and two player on the same screen.
Mustafa was my favorite. Like when we used to go and play on arcade. Mustafa, have you heard of Mustafa? It's actually Cadillacs and Dinosaurs. It's called Cadillac and Dinosaur, that game.
Hmm.
But in common terms, because we used to go and play at that, the gaming areas. You put in the coins and all, right? So the local name for that game was Mustafa.
Okay.
So we used to play Mustafa like that. It was super fun.
We used to play Mortal Kombat a lot. Street
Spend
Fighter.
A lot of money on that.
Oh yeah, plenty.
10 rupees, one coin was, I think, at that time. And bulk mein, obviously, you get 5 for 25. Aisa kuch tha.
They used to have some kind of offer, jade coins milte the.
And plus, if you go to hill stations, some of the hill stations still have those, retro arcade machines. Shimla, I've seen. Like, recently, I went to Shimla like 4-5 years back. It was there.
And some
is there in Mahabaleshwar also.
With the blacked out glass, nice. Right? They used to have it with the blacked out glass, the arcade room.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It is there. Yeah. You have played that game, Karate.
Huh?
Karate.
Kung Fu.
Kung Fu. There was this Kung Fu was one and there was this Karate.
Okay. You walk towards one side and beat everyone who comes. Yeah, yeah, white color.
Yes.
I think it was called Kung Fu.
Kung Fu was a small guy with their blue pants. That was that was different. And there's one guy used to just walk, run towards from the ocean towards the house in one direction. And then there are these henchmen coming and kick them and punch them.
I completely remember the game.
Typical games. They were typical, very simple game. Don't use any brain. Just kick, fight, go ahead.
Yeah.
There used to be also this one game, Circus.
Yeah, Circus was fun. Circus I used to always fun. Be afraid because, there was fire.
Fire ring.
Yeah, and I always used to get caught in that. So, at that time, my mindset was like, I'll play it twice. If I don't complete it, I'll not play again. So, Circus was one of those games. And my controller was like not responsive, enough. A lot of people adjust to how their controllers are. I just could not adjust to how my controller was. Because, I played on better controllers at my friends' places and, My game did not support those controllers. So it was like, I'll stop playing the game rather than, learning the curve of my controller.
But these games also were quite good. These kind of games which we played, Contra, Mario, this...
baseball was fun.
Baseball, yes.
Baseball was
Sanman, you must have played baseball.
So, because cricket wasn't there. So,
yeah, cricket wasn't
it was
there.
The closest thing to cricket. Brandlera cricket came later, I think 2003.
Correct.
That was like legendary. A single chip, single game sort of game. Because it was, marketed as something special. But it was fun. Playing cricket.
Yeah, playing cricket.
That was amazing.
And hitting a six and hitting a four and hitting a six and hitting a four. And continuously, you're like, wow, this match should happen.
Yeah.
I thought you'd play this game, Ninja Turtles, on that 8-bit. Yeah.
Ninja Turtles was super fun.
Ninja Turtles. Ninja Turtles was good. Very nice it was.
So I had
there were games, which was...
Shredder used to kick my ass.
Everybody's. Very tough to kill.
Yeah. Shredder was... So, jo combat wala tha, usme I used to take Shredder only because Shredder was unbeatable sort of... he had some moves which were unbeatable. But in the story mode, whenever you used to face Shredder, he used to like kill you. So, never complete that
game. Which was your favorite character from the, you know, that Turtles? Which if you want to, you know, cartoon. Take and then play. Huh? Nee, take the character and play the game. There was also no which character like Michelangelo, Raphael.
Yeah.
So who was your favorite character?
The one with the orange band was Mike.
Michelangelo.
Right? So I used to take Mike.
The guy with the nunchucks.
I used to take either R was Raphael.
Raphael.
Or Mike.
Leonardo.
Raphael or Mike. Raphael had those.
Leonardo was with a sword.
Okay. The one which had that, what do you call? You rotate this thing. What is it called? What is that weapon called?
The nunchucks.
Yeah.
Nunchucks was with Michelangelo.
Michelangelo.
The orange guy, huh?
Yeah.
Donatello
what was
had
with
a stick.
Donatello stick.
Raphael.
Raphael.
He used to have some, you know, plus sign weapon. Two weapons in his hand.
That was actually really good for combat. Because it used to hit like a longer range. Although it was just like psychological. They used to all behave similarly in the game.
And Leonardo used to have sword.
Leonardo had sword. And leader was Leonardo, right?
Leader was Leonardo.
The one with the blue was the
blue,
girl.
Yes, blue. No.
Blue Leonardo.
This was blue, yes.
Purple.
Pink was the girl.
No, always yellow.
There was a girl also. In the version that I played, there was a girl also.
April was already a girl.
Yeah. April. She's a news reporter.
April news reporter, always yellow.
April was a news reporter. Yeah. And Donatello was purple.
Okay.
We used to get these juices, orange juices, called Suntop in Gulf. And its side pay used to have these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles stickers. And these stickers have to be you have to find them. They're very rare. And you have a very small book with the whole story or the characters of what's happening. And you have to stick them. You have to stick them. You have to drink and you have to stick them. And then there are a couple of these which are like super duper rare. Getting that sticker were like, what? And then completing of the book was very rare. And very, you know, we never did it. But yeah, that collection, that, you know, that is something. Yeah, that is the dopamine that of have that time.
Yeah. But I used to do the same thing with the Tazos.
I had Tazos. We had a big box of Tazos.
Yeah.
And then flipping them over the collection.
It started randomly with that movie called Space Jam, if you remember.
Yes, Space Jam.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan.
Space Jam was coming and these Looney Tunes were tied into that. And Lay's was, I think, a sponsor for that.
Yes.
Like they had a tie-in with that movie. So they started coming with Tazos and that is what exactly took that Lay's brand in India. Before that, it was all Uncle Chips.
But you
then
know,
Lay's
there's one more
so
thing
big.
Which happened. There's one more thing which happened, Abhishek, in India after the Lay's, you know what they did. So there was this Indian company which tried to have a similar kind of thing with Lay's. So they came up with a brand called a Boomer. If you must have seen Boomer Chewing Gum, Boomer. They used to have one character, Boomer.
Yeah.
So they also came up with their
Captain
own version
Boomer.
Of Tazos, but they had in the cardboard format. And what they were doing in the cardboard format, they were having animals. They were having, you know, images of animals, images of places and, you know, locations.
Yeah.
So they had their own collection of this because I had a Tazo book. I had around 50-60 Tazos with me. And this was a... Oh my god, you are a different
level. I used to eat Lay's every day.
Wow.
Even though I used to throw most of the packet away because who can eat so many chips?
Correct.
But I used to collect the Tazos and I used to hand over yellow chips khalo. Like, I'm not interested in the chips. You have the chips, I'll just take the Tazo. And then
I
we used to have this exchange things also.
You also
like,
must
I have
got
this,
three
you
types.
Take this, and I want that. So
Oh, yeah, exchanging of that.
Oh, time, repeat aega to fir, yeah.
That was trump card.
I have five of these. I'll give you one.
Wrestling card.
Yeah.
But did you ever try Star Wars ke Tazos?
No.
You also had Star Wars ke Tazos. You had got Space Jam ke Tazos. Then you had Tazos, which are of, you know, Thomas Edison and all those wale Tazos also you got. Cartoon characters or Thomas Edison ke isme. And then you had got this Boomer wale Tazos. So I had very few, but I had got these four collections and I had a book. I had a book which was, you know, Star Wars official Tazo collection book. It has got images, everything of that main Star Wars part one movie. Yes, sir. So I had that book. I actually sold it out to one of the collectors. There's one collector in India who's buying Tazos if you have. You know, he will buy stuff. He only wants old vintage stuff. He's asking me if you have got G.I. Joes. Mm.
Uh-huh. I said, I used to have G.I. Joes. My mother gave my G.I. Joes back.
We always wanted G.I. Joes. We never got. Wrestlers we had. Wrestlers bahut saare.
You know, in India, mein how much that G.I. Joe used to cost?
50 rupees. Yeah,
haven't it?
No.
50 rupees. You, it started
action
from 35
figure.
Rupees.
Huh? With hands and feet.
A small.
Itna size
I remember I used to buy one every day at one point of time. I was so fascinated by that.
Okay.
One every day. Yeah. So I had a good collection of like 50, 60, almost all characters which were available in India. And then there were some special editions which were available only outside. So I used to ask my Mausi, who used to stay in UK. She used to get me whenever she used to come.
Nice.
So, and the collectibles were like the planes, the ships and all of those things that, you know.
So you got all the vehicles, everything.
That.
Very nice.
No, so my cousin, he had the ship and the plane because they were like too expensive for me.
Mm.
Like 2500 rupees, I think that plane ka cost just by itself.
Wow.
And this I'm talking about when we were in class 4 or 5. Yeah, so it was too expensive at that time for me. So,
but G.I. Joe was good.
But yeah,
we
G.I.
Joe
was fun, like, you know, I used to make them wrestle.
Yeah. Unko leke rest. Ah, you need to wrestle only. That's all.
They can fly. They can jump. They can do whatever they want.
All our imagination.
I had Cobra Commander, and you know what? The first thing I did, I took off his mask, and I wanted to see how he looks like, because you could never see that in the cartoons. He never showed his face, right? They used to always cover it. And trust me, I was so disappointed when I saw his face. A very generic looking guy.
Correct.
And like, you know, shit scared. And then I could, I could relate the voice of the Cobra Commander with the cartoon version. Mm-hmm. And I was so disappointed. So not this guy's voice.
Correct.
Because he had a very shrieky voice in the cartoon. So that way. We need to do a whole different episode about cartoons, man. I have a lot to share when it comes to that.
Lots.
He-Man, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Chip and Dale,
Tailspin
was a DuckTales spin-off, right?
Tailspin wasn't. No. So,
Louis and the basically flying a plane.
Three core characters they had: Goofy, Mickey Mouse, and Donald Duck. So
okay, that
every other series spinned out of them, and Tailspin is a redone of the characters which were in Mowgli. Like if you see Bagheera and all of those, they're all there. Balu is Balu only. Mm-hmm. And then Bagheera is not there, but Shere Khan is there.
Shere Khan is there. Yes.
So, and the monkey, I forgot his name. Louis is also there. Louis
those cartoons are quite
Mowgli also.
Quite simple.
Louis
is
in
quite
Mowgli
good,
as well.
You know? Easy
so
to
that
understand.
Is basically, so that is basically a spin-off of the Jungle Book. I'm calling it Mowgli because that is what...
That's what
we learned. Yeah. So it was called Mowgli in India because it used to come on DD National and we used to watch it. Half an hour ka show.
Everybody used to watch
and
it.
And it was dubbed in Hindi. Yeah. It was dubbed in Hindi. We never saw the English version at that time. Now it's there on YouTube. But that time, this was like the whole and soul cartoons before, you know, cartoons came into our world. So...
We used to come back from school and 5 o'clock to watch DuckTales.
Yeah.
And sometimes it should be Thundercats. And that was like, what?
But I'll tell you, Salman, in India, you won't believe the first time, you know, being in Bombay, we did not have this channel. But I went to my Masi's house in Pune. he had this channel Cartoon Network.
Oh yeah.
And they had Cartoon Network, and I was like, I stay in Bombay, I don't have Cartoon Network, you have got Cartoon Network. And there used to be cartoons played 24/7.
Correct.
You name the cartoon and they have it. They have got Correct. Speed Racer. Actually, they used to have Space Ghost. Yeah.
So when it started off, Cartoon Network was like a 5-hour thing. Like, not 5-hour, it used to be till 5 p.m. Then TNT used to take over.
Till 9 o'clock.
No.
After
first,
9 o'clock.
First Achha. Phase was till 5 p.m. Then it Achha. Extended till 9 p.m. Then TNT took over. Then it became like a separate entity. Separate
and then
channel,
it became WCW Monday Night Raw. The wrestling.
If yeah, yeah. After 9 p.m. After 9 p.m. After 9 p.m. Yeah. After 9 p.m. I used to watch that as well. But Goldberg. I was never a fan of WCW. I was always inclined towards WWF.
But I'll tell you, Abhishek, there was one thing which used to always happen in WCW. You know, one guy is getting beaten by three guys, then three guys will run and come and try to protect him. You know, always they take out good guys, bad
NWO.
New World
that
Order.
Is, yeah. So that was taking off at that time. When
they were competing with the WWE.
Yeah.
You can have all WWE, WWF or wrestling universe.
Versus WCW.
I mean, we had posters, we had this, we had that, we used to watch.
But Salman,
every
I'll
VHS
tell you,
that
you
used
know,
to come out, used to watch.
Salman, Goldberg, yeah. The character Goldberg in WCW was like at
Invincible.
Another level. He was never
invincible.
He was always undefeated.
He was still invincible until like in one match, his back gave out.
Yeah.
No. He,
then he lost.
No, there was no back issue, I'll tell you. The issue was he had a match with Kevin Nash and there was Scott Hall, the Razor Ramon guy with him. So what happened? They had a taser, which the policemen use in the US. Yeah. So they actually tased him. And that's how he was defeated. That was the first match he got defeated. Or else you watch each and every match, he's like, you know, he gives a signature with Jackhammer. He is lifting up the person and then, you know, he's piling in jackhammer uses. So, and I'm telling you, because I used to watch WCW also. I was like, you know, crazy behind wrestling. So, and if there was, you know, after this WCW, around by 11 o'clock, 11:30 used to be over. Then used to have the classic English movies on TNT channel. On classic, all classic English movies used to play. And if for any reason the episode was
black
not able, you know, was there. If today's episode is a repeat of some other episode or there's something else. So next week, they will have back-to-back two episodes. So from 9 o'clock, you start 11:30. Then 11:30, another episode will start. Go up till 2 o'clock in the night. I have seen this entire journey, you know, of like, and they used to have cheerleaders dancing. You know, that was the first time you must have seen, you know,
even,
girls dance
even
on
in
the stage.
Even in the video game, those cheerleaders were there. If you played WCW Nitro or Monday Nitro or something like that. That was the name.
But they
so
had
cheerleaders
good characters.
Sting
the wrestler was there. And Hulk Hogan was there. Hulk Hogan
even
then came here. Diamond
Big
Dallas
Show,
Page.
Big Show before WWE. He was in WCW and he was called Giant over there. So he was also there in that game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lex Luger was there. Lex Luger was there in WCW. Then he came to WWE. There's so many, you know, wrestlers used to just be here and there. I'll tell you, for wrestling also, you know, we have a separate topic because there's so much.
So maybe we should do a dedicated, you know, episode on this. And
I'll get my brother also. He's also a wrestling fan.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
You guys
more
have
the
seen
merrier.
NPJW?
No.
I have
New
heard
Japan.
Of it.
No.
Pro Japan wrestling.
CM Punk is from there, but I know.
No. CM Punk is from ROH. ROH.
No, he had CM performed in New Japan.
He has.
And the Canadian
but
guy who does that star thing, he was also performing.
Kenny Omega
is from there and all that.
Star thing.
Star was the Canadian guy with the long hair. The stunts guy.
Switchblade.
Jericho.
Chris Jericho. Huh? Chris Jericho is from Canada, no?
He's from Canada. Yeah. There's one more guy.
So the last point that I was, you know, having in my mind is like we discussed all of the topics, but we did not discuss like which of our games are, you know, the absolute favorites. When it comes to retro or like modern or both, like if you have any. if you're currently gaming, then which ones are they? So let's start with Hiten, maybe, if you want to shed some light on that.
As we discussed, so retro games, games like Red Alert, Yuri's Revenge, or Unreal Tournament and Max Payne, all those kind of games are kind of good games and good.
And if you had to name
currently,
one.
Yuri's Revenge.
Yuri's
strategy,
okay.
Yeah, strategy and good. And I have an Xbox One console with me, so sometimes do gaming on that. And right now playing Forza.
Okay.
Nice. So Forza is good.
Forza 5, right?
Yeah, the latest one. Yes.
Okay.
I'm also playing Forza 5, but I play it on my PC.
Nice. Good graphics.
Yeah, decent graphics. Good frame rate. HDR is nice. Yeah, Salman, your take. Favorite game back then?
Mine, it's back then. Yeah, I still have that Yuri's Revenge. Then there is, of course, Counter-Strike, because that was the first LAN party I ever hosted with my PC and my roommates or friends in Bangalore. And, it was popcorn, Pepsi, pizza, biryani, you order that. We were playing it for 7 hours, 12 hours. So that is not many, many times, but what we did was, I keep remembering it and I keep, telling it to everyone. We should do that. We should do LAN parties at home. That, and now it's Battlefield 2042. It's PUBG and it's Counter-Strike taken to the next level with ultimate graphics and way amazing gameplay. So yeah, I'm playing Battlefield since Battlefield 3, 4, 5, all that. And then now 2042 is a future version of it with all future weapons, guns, and also fast-paced and unity. Yeah, pretty good.
Okay.
On Steam.
Nice.
And you, Abhishek?
Yeah, so I would divide it into three sections. One is the Super Mario days with that console. So I used to have, I think, Media company used to have consoles, right?
Was there. Yeah.
Yeah. So at that time, my absolute favorite was obviously Super Mario. So those were the games when we were growing up. So that was my absolute favorite from that genre. So I completed it, end to end. That was a whole lot of satisfaction for me as a gamer. Coming to the future, slight future, I would say, Road Rash was one of my absolute favorites. I used to sneak out money from my parents' wallets, go to the internet cafe and play Road Rash. And it wasn't even winning the races or getting new bikes and that. It was about kicking people.
Yeah, and, chain out and backing the other person.
Yeah, chain and baseball bats. And that hitting was the absolute favorite of mine.
It was a very fun stress buster.
I only wish it had a multiplayer, but that did not exist in Road Rash, at least the version that I played. So it was really amazing. It gave me a full satisfaction kicking people after, school hours and then going back satisfied and then, on to my homework. So coming to current setup, I've recently started playing again. Beach mein I had 10-year-old hardware, and then I had a time with PS3 also, but those are not my good enjoying wala phase in terms of gaming. So I recently got new hardware and I've downloaded a lot of games, but the absolute favorite that me and my close circle look forward to each year is FIFA, and we have a really competitive streak within FIFA. And I'm an absolute football fan, so that also helps with that. So those are the three sections I would divide my gaming into.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. But good that, we all three are into games still.
Yeah.
Take out time to play, connect with people, play games, and keep yourself occupied in something else rather than work.
It's a good escapism. It's a good stress buster. The amount of focus you suddenly need, maybe you don't get it through other mediums, you know, the kind of fast reaction that you want within gaming, maybe not, you'll never get it anywhere else. And sometimes when there's a real issue or a real incident, you know, at work or somewhere where we are out, where there's some hazard or whatever, you get to react like this because you have your brain
functioning like that.
Function fast, think, and get it done. And then sometimes people freeze, and that doesn't happen to gamers by default.
Yeah, it does not.
Yeah,
quick reactions everywhere.
Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, that zoning out thing with gaming is like the perfect thing. That is why I play. I don't necessarily play competitive unless it's FIFA.
Yeah.
But that zoning out after work is what really, you know, helps.
This is the kind of bliss which you want. You are at your
escapism.
Peace and calm
escapism
and just playing something nice. That's what you feel with games.
Correct.
Completely agree on that. Yes.
Good.
We must have a session in future where we all are, you know, playing one game, you know, kind of
PUBG.
Maybe
PUBG. Definitely.
Or
so
any other
PUBG is
something
that we can do.
I'm up.
I'm not necessarily really good at it, but yeah, it's like a learning curve for me since I've been out of first-person shooters for a very long time. But yeah, looking forward to that. Let's have our own Discord and let's start playing.
Sure, done. Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. I think we had a good, fruitful session on nostalgia, on gaming and, you know.
Gaming. Slight touches of gaming.
Yeah, and then... we'll continue more. A lot of more topics planned for the next one within this. So, thank you, Hiten, once again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Hiten, for joining us today.
And
my pleasure. Really, nice meeting you both, the guys, and, you know, enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
Totally. Lost track of time. And, you know, sun's gone down. Let's get back.
The Sunday's over, man.
The Sunday's
biggest thing.
My son has also gone down to play now. He's like, father is doing this. I'll let him go and play. So
good,
he's
one.
Also gone down and he's playing right now. Yeah. He's like, papa is doing something in the room and he's talking with his friends or something.
Yeah.
So he's like, okay, chill, TK, fine.
Sunday.
But
Sunday
good to connect with
you
guys, you know, discussing these topics and, you know, kind of, you know, coming with different, so many things which out there, you know.
Correct.
Very nice. We must do this again. With some
definitely.
Many more topics.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So that's the plan.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Perfect.
Okay. Interesting.